Yeah, look, he still has to jump some hurdles. We'll take medical advice on it, and we'll put him through a full practice today and see how he pulls up, but he still has to clear some medical hurdles.
And I know it's early, but 2-0, does that help you maybe give him another week, another game off?
I suppose it gives you a little bit of latitude, but the other thing, it's Jarrett Kenny's been playing great basketball. You know, if we were struggling in that position, there'd be a lot more pressure to bring him back, but Jarrett's been playing really well, and the starters answered that in the second half, so fingers crossed, but we'll certainly wait for the medical advice.
Is it likely, Trent?
He has to get through today and see how he pulls up. The calf's a little bit tricky. It's not like an ankle that you can come back, you know, pretty much when you're ready. Calf has some hidden agendas behind it, and we found that out with Greg Hyatt last year. So there'll be a 50% chance.
How's he feeling about it? Is he kind of pushing for
sleep? He wants to play. He can't wait. You know, he wants to rip the shirt off and get his Wildcats gear on and play, especially at home. And that's the competitor that we love. And hopefully he'll be back sooner than later.
What about Prather? He had a scare earlier in the week.
Yeah, look, he's same thing. You know, we got physio today, and we got some concerns about him at the moment. Nothing long term, but again, he has to see a specialist this afternoon to get cleared, and we'll wait their advice. But you know, he's another 50-50.
Do you know what he's damaged? Did you say?
Yeah, it's just his kneecap. He got a little bit of a jar, so. Look, hopefully the swelling will go down and he should be okay. But again, we've just got to wait for medical advice on that.
Was that from the incident when he tried to dunk on the bloke at the end of the game, or was that nothing to do with it?
Look, it could have been, but he also did a pretty spectacular dunk at practice and just pulled up sore about 30 seconds later. So we pulled him out of practice straight away and got some treatment on it. And it's really the next 24, 48 hours to see if that swelling can go down. And if it does, he'll play. If it doesn't, he won't play.
You didn't tell him to stop trying to dunk or what?
Yeah, well, I never had that problem back when I played. But, yeah, look, he's a great athlete, and hopefully we see it on the bright lights.
And Nate Jawai, is he back in action?
Yeah, Nate's all good. He had just a whip back home for a funeral on the weekend after the game. So he's all ready to go. And just talking then, he's happy that we have two games this weekend instead of the practices. So, yeah, Nate, I'm pretty confident he'll turn into a good performance Friday night.
Townsville pretty well dismantled by Melbourne last night. Is there any? Do you have to shield your team from that and avoid complacency?
Yeah, it's really about us. We got no control over what happened last night. It's how we want to play and how aggressively that we want to play. And it's very similar to New Zealand that, you know, got touched up the week before on the Wednesday night and came here Friday. And if you think it's going to be an easy game in this league, you're kidding yourself. We know Townsville are young, energetic, and the coach will give them a good rocket, and they'll come out ready to play.
How important a win would it be for you to go 3-0, especially if sort of Damo and Casey can't get up?
Yeah, look, it'll be a good platform. Getting early wins in the season is, like gold, and we found that last year when we struggled really at the start of the season. So, if we can get these ones at home and pinch a couple on the road, it starts off for a really good season.
And looking forward to Sunday, how's it going? What are the boys thinking about playing their old coach?
I can answer that straight after the game on Friday night, but all our focus is just on one game.